The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
People are starting to worry about millennials. Now, before, oh, the millennials were going to be the ones to take this over, to do this. Now, it seems as though they are depressed for some reason. And we have a lady here who is going to try to explain it to us.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Michelle Bengston, Brad, neuropsychologist joining us. They struggle with body image and social media, Dr. Bengston instead says. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. You know, Brad and I were sitting here talking, and you know, the same thing, exactly what Brad said. You know, this, the millennials ready to take the world on.
Yes.
But you say there are some problems here.
All of a sudden, there's a problem.
What are those?
You know, the biggest issue that we're seeing is the significant rise in depression in our millennials from the 1990s until early this century. So a big question is, why is that happening? But what we're also seeing is that our millennials are also sleeping fewer hours, they're more likely to be obese, and have poorer body image. I suspect that's largely related to the fact that our millennials are the first generation to spend so much time on technology.
So technology, social media, Twitter, phones. Boy, this is something that drives my partner here, Brad, crazy, right?
Oh, right up the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
no, it's isolating, doctor,
isn't it?
It's isolating. Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, what we're seeing is that the depression is greater in our female millennials than it is in our male millennials, and so is the self-harm. But I think a large part of that goes back to that social media, because our females use social media to boost their self-esteem. They're looking for acceptance. They're looking for the likes, comments, shares on, you know, that perfect picture, perfect pose that they put on Instagram or Facebook. And really, our males don't interact with social media the same way. You know, they get on YouTube because they want to figure out the next move for Fortnite or something.
Yeah, right.
So I think that explains a big part of the difference there.
You know, doctor, it's interesting you mentioned that. I do a lot of commuting by train here in the Connecticut area. And there are some nights where I'm going down, and I love to observe people, you know, in prepping for this show. And, you know, people take selfies on phones. And I can't tell you the number of times I've seen, and you're right, particularly women who will spend 20 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes trying to get the perfect selfie on their phone that they have to post to tell somebody, hey, I'm on a train. Who cares? Who cares?
Yes, but what they're doing is trying to get that perfect look wherever they are. But then the problem is they forget that everybody else that they are comparing themselves are doing the same thing. Those picture-perfect poses are not a reflection of their real life.
You know, when you stop to think of all of this, and I remember reading, you know, that this was going to be it. They were going to make us all.
Oh, the millennials, yeah.
The millennials, oh, my God.
They fear nothing. Here they come. And now?
I wouldn't want to be in a platoon with them in the Marine Corps, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, so, doctor, in the minute we have left here, how does this end? I mean, you're talking about depression, harming themselves, mutilating themselves. What's to be done about this?
Well, you know, that raises up a really good point, because, unfortunately, stressed-out millennials are now anonymously trolling themselves with disturbing suicide messages. So if we don't intervene, something is going to happen. But I really believe that starts within the home. Parents need to be monitoring how their children are using social media and how much screen time they're getting, and get back to actually interacting and engaging with people in real life with healthy boundaries.
You know, one thing that drives my partner, Brad, crazy here is, Brad, when you're out to dinner and you see a family, and what's the one thing that drives you up a wall?
I went into dinner, I'll never forget it, one night, and there was a mother, a father, and two children, okay? They were all eating and not talking at all. It was just unbelievable.
On the phones, yeah.
On the phones. Yeah. On the phones.
Oh. You see, and we have a rule in our house. At dinner time, there are no electronics at the table, and if the phone rings, we let it go to voicemail. We're not going to answer it. We can call them back after the meal is done, but that is family time.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that other families need to recognize. If you don't spend time with your kids, they're going to get into activities you don't want them into.
You know, doctor, like my mother used to say, in closing here, like my mother used to say, if we missed a call, and my mother and father used to say, you know what? If it's important enough, they'll call you back.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Michelle Bengston, neuropsychologist, talking about depression and self-harm in millennials. Doctor, thanks so much.
Thanks
we appreciate
a million
it.
For being with us this morning, really.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.